105.3's High School Football, Football Frenzy, presented by Jackson Radio Works, is on the air. Tonight's game, East Jackson at Michigan Center. It is brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms, The Beach Bar, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Denny's, Penn Chiropractic, County National Bank, Tri-County Water, Art Made Chevrolet, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, American One Credit Union, Michigan Center Schools, and the Clinton Fall Festival. Now, we send it to the press box for tonight's game with Captain Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Yeah, Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, already in great spirits tonight, getting to go back to the alma mater. We're here at Michigan Center High School in the newly, I don't know, it's brand new. Not even like reconfigured or refurbished or remodeled.
No, it's a brand new press box here.
Part of a lot of upgrades that we're noticing that happened between the time we graduated and now.
Yes. Which has now stretched into a long time.
It's a lot longer than I want to acknowledge
right.
at times. But they've got the cool inflatable tunnel on the field. The uniforms, Jason, I noticed the Michigan Center Cardinal uniforms tonight. If the sun's catching them right, the gray on the shoulders looks kind of blue. And that's the pre-Tom Brady New England Patriots uniform. Kind of, isn't it? You see that?
Yeah, I do. It's very Tony Eason. I like it.
Nice name drop.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, East Jackson taking the short trip up Sutton Road to make their way over here to Michigan Center High School. We're ready for East Jackson and Michigan Center. The Cardinals, 2-1 on the season after a close loss to a very good Napoleon team. That was the game. We had an awesome game at Western.
Yes.
And it was a tremendous game going down to the wire, and I think we both were kind of wishing we had, like, picture-in-picture so we could also watch that Michigan Center-Napoleon game, because that's going to have big ramifications down the line here in the Cascades Conference. But here's a couple teams that really I'm not sure about. We haven't seen them yet. East Jackson's 1-2. They lost a close one in their first game. They came out and put up 40 against Vandercook Lake and got a win. And then last week they get shut out 55-0 against the Grass Lake team that we saw get pummeled by Napoleon. So the league's got a feeling right now, the Cascades Conference, where I'm not sure who's going to rise to the top in the end.
Yeah, and it seems like a lot of these teams, you know, you can dominate one team that's really, really good, and then you get beat by another team that's really, really good, and everybody just kind of averages out in the end. And it'll be interesting to see how this conference plays out at the end of the year. Center this year, as you mentioned, we haven't seen much of struggling to score points offensively, as we've seen and we've heard through various media outlets and things like that. Their leading rusher this year only has 185 yards on the ground through three games, averaging about 5 yards a carry. So struggling to move the ball on the ground. The passing game hasn't been that much better either. Quarterback Jake Nichols struggled in game one, threw three interceptions in the win. And as head coach Troy Allen said, you know, three picks, we got a win, that's great, but three picks is three too many, and so he had to work on that going forward, and he's been 1-1 since. On the flip side of that, East Jackson is a team that is on the rise. I mean, there's really nowhere to go for them but up. They're a team that didn't field a varsity club a couple of years back due to the lack of participation on the team, and now head coach Cody Farrell has a pretty good team in front of him, and they continue to make strides in the right direction, and they could be, much like the basketball team we saw this year, a team that goes somewhere here in the next couple of years.
Yeah, they put up 40 points a couple times this year before the somewhat shocking 55-0 loss to Grass Lake. So, you know, now it's a question of which team is the real East Jackson, and or at least which one will show up tonight against Michigan Center. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here on the pregame for Art Main Chevrolet, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Make your tailgates delicious with Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Donuts, cider, and fresh baked pies are sure to please at any gathering. Be sure to try Meckley's Hard Ciders and check out our 2017 Corn Maze sponsored by Kubota of Jackson and King's Equipment. Bring the whole family and get lost in our 5-acre maze with over 3 miles of twists and turns. Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm, located 1/2 mile north of US 12 on Jackson Road.
Hey,
Jackson County. It's time to get energized with Energizing Education.
Hi, I'm Luke. I go to Arnold Elementary. I love to read. Thanks to Energizing Education and my mentor, Mr. U, I'm a better reader. Thank you, Mr. U. Thank you, EE.
My name is Scott, and I'm Luke's reading mentor. Not only is he a better reader, but he is learning and growing. I've made a difference in his life, in my community, and I've made a new friend. You can too. Please join me and get involved in Energizing Education.
When you support EE, you help students read better, learn better, and succeed for a lifetime. Our kids need you. Volunteer as a reading mentor or support EE financially. Go to EnergizingEducationJackson.org. That's EnergizingEducationJackson.org. Once again, that's EnergizingEducationJackson.org. Get energized today.
The Beach Bar in Clark Lake, family owned and operated for over 75 years. Three generations of serving up the classics, like the Townie, a sandwich overflowing in flavor and in size. And don't forget about the often imitated but never duplicated Beach Bar tomato soup, using locally grown produce and the freshest ingredients possible. Visit BeachBarClarkLake.com and on Facebook. Open Wednesday through Sunday and now featuring daily food and drink specials. The Beach Bar, family owned and operated for over 70 years.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the pregame here. Michigan Center High School. And we've got the band on the field. We're going to get a rendition of the national anthem from the Michigan Center High School Marching Band. And there you have the national anthem rendition by the Michigan Center Cardinal Marching Band. Michigan Center crowd in full effect tonight as the fight song is played, the band leaving the field. And Steve, we are about 4 minutes away from game time here. Yeah, ready to get started. Looking forward to getting our first glimpse of the Cardinals this year. It's fun to get around to all the different places that we get to go. Try to see as many schools as we can on the year. And always fun to come back to Harshbarger Road and Michigan Center High School. As a graduate, I'm trying not to show any favoritism, but the Leone Lantern up for grabs tonight.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. The Leone Lantern, a fine tradition between these two schools and a long-standing tradition. Unfortunately, while we were in school, we never got a chance to hoist that trophy.
Pretty much just added it, yeah. The tide certainly has turned, though, in the years since we left. Michigan Center has turned into a pretty quality program here, football-wise, basketball-wise, sports-wise in general. So other games going on tonight on WKHM. Northwest is visiting Lumen Christi tonight. Jackson is at East Lansing. Columbia Central on the road taking on Ida. And Western is in Coldwater. That's going to be a pretty good game, I would expect. The 2-1 Panthers and the 3-0 Coldwater squad. Meanwhile, here in the Cascades Conference, we're watching East Jackson versus Michigan Center. Grass Lake is at Manchester. That's an interesting game with Manchester 0-3 on the year so far. Hanover Horton, who's surprisingly 2-1. I don't know how. Well, I'm surprised. I don't know if everyone is.
Yeah.
a 2-1 Hanover Horton team against a winless Vandercook Lake team. And Addison, another surprise.
Yes.
At 3-0 against the 2-1 Napoleon team. That's a big game.
That's going to be a huge game.
Some implications in the league long term here on the season. Early in the season, week four. And this is your K105.3 Football Frenzy, and I hope everybody made it out to the tailgate. Got signed up for that 2018 Chevy Equinox from Mark Green Chevrolet. Get a 2-year lease, 20,000 miles. And
I stopped by.
You stopped by. You can't sign up,
I can't
right?
sign up, but hello. Hey, you had me at free pancakes. When J-Rod announced that there were pancakes, I thought there were literal pancakes on site, and I was excited that Denny's came through for us. After we not so subtly said, hey, we want some pancakes.
Right.
And but it was the coupons for free pancakes. Still put plenty of those vouchers available, so go get you some before we snatch them up.
Yeah, so stay tuned following the game. Or at halftime, excuse me. At halftime, we'll do the Denny's On Demand halftime stats. And usually we pick sort of a, not necessarily a specific number, but more of like a statistic that we feel has been a big difference in the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Time's ticking down. The team's starting to take the field. The Michigan Center team looks like they're out there pretty much ready to go.
It looks like they have.
I only see 9 guys, though. They're probably going to want to send a couple more out.
Yeah. Looks like they're going to get set to receive here. They'll be moving left to right on your radio dial. And we'll see what Jake Nichols and the Cardinal offense can get going for them to start off.
Nichols looked good when we saw him last year. He's got a, you know, he's pretty spry. He can run. He's got legs, but he's got an arm too, and he's not afraid to throw it. And of course, Michigan Center spreads it out a lot of motion, a lot of misdirection. So I'm interested to see how well oiled the Cardinal offense can be tonight against the East Jackson Trojans.
Yeah, it should be an interesting game. You know, East Jackson is a team that we haven't seen yet this year and haven't really heard a whole lot about, kind of flying under the radar. But as we mentioned earlier in the pregame, the Trojans didn't even field a team a few years back due to lack of participation. So just the fact that they're able to come out and field a team is something. And to be in a position where they are and be able to put up the points that they are able to put up this year is
sure, and to compete and to have already gotten a win this year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's big.
We had Coach Cody Farrell and assistant coach and AD Jeff Punches on the Nooner today with Greg O'Connor. And they're quite optimistic, and it's less talk about the next game or this season's record, but overall building a program in the long term.
Yep.
And I think they're taking the early steps. They've certainly improved. Nice kick down to the 15, fielded by the Cardinals, takes it up to the right side of the field, looking for some room through the line. Nothing there. He'll get to about the 34 before he's brought down. On the return for Michigan Center is Dawson Brown, who we saw a little bit of last year and was pretty impressive at times. Speedy kid and dangerous when he's got the ball in his hands in the open field.
Very athletic. I've had a chance to see Dawson in his younger years. In a couple of different scenarios in football and through the various programs that Michigan Center runs. Very athletic, spry kid.
Nichols gives to the tailback. Great penetration by the East Jackson Trojan defense. Hit behind the line and stopped. That's probably going to be about a 4-yard loss on the carry. Dawson Doering for the Cardinals.
And that was Kevin Osborne for East Jackson, the 5'7" senior, making the tackle there on the defensive line.
Cardinals come out, 5 down linemen, 2 wing backs, and then a pistol kind of shotgun formation for the quarterback. Runner in motion to give us to the tailback, and he's got some room into the second level. Now he's going to get to the 50, up the sideline, 40, 30, 20, wrestled down by the 12-yard line, and there's a big gain for the Michigan Center Cardinals. And on the carry is number 34, Brendan Hutchins. Big, big gain, and well blocked, Jason. He had a lot of room.
Yeah, and he's he only averaged 5 yards a carry so far this year, 185 yards total, as we mentioned in pregame. Gets a huge gain there, so that will definitely improve on those totals. Really just had Zach Seymour to beat and got run out of bounds. So great job by the Cardinal offense.
He must have stepped out before. It looked like he got down about the 12. They actually spot him at the 20. Cardinals line up. Jake Nichols in the shotgun takes the snap.
Fumble.
Handoff is fumbled. Looks like he's able to fall on it. Spencer Hinkle on the carry.
good job by Hinkle there just to fall on that football. Not really a whole lot you were going to do with it going up the middle once you fumbled it.
Sure, just an error on the handoff. Ball hit the turf, but Hinkle able to dive on it. And that'll be second down and a long nine for the Cardinals. Actually gained about half a yard on the fumble.
Hey, he'll take it.
In motion, Brown takes the pitch to the left side. Looking to get to the corner. He'll turn it upfield. There's a first down. And he's going to get down to about the six-yard line before he's taken out of bounds. Dawson Brown.
And there's that athletic skill by Dawson Brown coming around almost on sort of a jet sweep from that wingback position. Gets around to the edge, gets the first down, and it'll be first and goal as he's run out of bounds by Zachary Seymour.
And that's why you're not sure who's going to get the ball in that scenario. They send a guy in motion. You got three options at least for Michigan Center, and then the pass is always on the table too. So assignment football was the word that Coach Farrell used on the Nooner today. And right now it doesn't look like the Trojans been able to stick their assignment too well. This time it's a fake.
Nichols!
Wow! Pitches it out and he walks it into the end zone. Brady Rowe on the score. Nichols has the option play. He keeps it. Runs into about three defenders. Is able to stay on his feet, pitch it out. And Brady Rowe's by himself at that point and walks it into the end zone. Great play.
I want to know how he was able to get his hands free enough to make that shovel pitch just to get the ball away from him, much less have the ability and the wherewithal to pay attention and say, hey, there's Brady Rowe wide open there. So great job.
Yeah, and normally I think as a coach you'd go, just go down with it. You know, you're worried that you try to pitch that, something bad could happen. Instead, it turns into a touchdown for the Cardinals, and the extra point is good as well. 7-0 Michigan Center with 10:25 to go first quarter. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be back with a kickoff on K105.3.
Legacy Dry Cleaners offers an extended list of cleaning services, repairs, and alterations to ensure the perfect treatment and fit for your textiles. Eco-friendly dry cleaning, blanket and comforter cleaning, UGG boot cleaning, waterproofing. And Legacy Dry Cleaners has an exclusive offer for new customers. Right now, receive $5 off your second order. For a full list of pricing and service, visit LegacyDryCleaner.com. Legacy Dry Cleaners at the corner of Robinson and McCain Road, across from West Winds Church.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, the K105.3 Football Frenzy, Art Main Chevrolet, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms on the broadcast. It's going to be a good weekend for heading out to the Flavor Fruit Farms, maybe even a little warmer than you like to get out there, because they're going to have the fire and the hot dogs going on. But I think it's going to be nice. Go out and try some of that summer sweat. Hard cider, that's probably my favorite.
Oh, yeah. And look at this kickoff formation here. This is interesting.
Big kick into the end zone. That's going to roll through the back of the end zone, Jason. Solid leg for the Michigan Center Cardinals kicker, and East Jackson will bring it out to their 20, get started.
And he put the T on the near hash marks, which is not something that you normally see out of a kicker in a kickoff formation, that you run a huge risk of kicking that ball out of bounds. But just a great job by Brian Williams to boot that ball clean out of the end zone.
Brian Williams, 6'3 senior. He's been kicking for a while now.
Yes, he has.
We've seen him make some big kicks, some clutch kicks for Michigan Center. Out of the shotgun and the handoff on first down for East Jackson. Breaks a couple tackles, not really able to find any running room. He's going to lose a couple yards on the play. On the carry is Zachary Seymour.
And not something you see every day from the East Jackson offense. Daniel Poole, the 6-foot senior quarterback, he's a lefty.
Yeah, Daniel Poole's one of those guys, he doesn't necessarily look like this dynamic athlete. But he just goes out and produces. He's been a good quarterback for them. He's a fantastic basketball player for them. He's just a guy who comes out and he's a leader on the East Jackson athletic team. He's rolling out the pass, completes it, but he's going to probably lose another 3 yards on the play, on the catch. And so two plays in, East Jackson's facing a third and 17 yards.
Yeah, they backed him up pretty good on that pass play and forced him to go to his left, and it looked like just an off-balance throw, not too many options, and did what he could with the ball.
He had a lot of pressure going down there. He did.
So third and 20 now. Oh, they've changed it to 18.
Back to pass out of the shotgun pool. He's got a man open in the flat, and he's hit immediately. He'll make the catch, probably get a yard or two on the play. That's Jared Swantek. But that's going to bring up a fourth and long and a punting situation for the Trojans.
And Brady Rowe with the tackle, the corner there, 5'11" senior. And it looks like we will get a punting situation here. Rayfield Johnson, the very athletic basketball player that we saw a lot of, along with Nick Torti, back deep to receive the punt.
Kick is up. It's not long, but it is high. The coverage team will get there. Oh, he got it. Catching and running. He's got some room. Gets it into East Jackson territory down to the 25-yard line. Caught it in traffic, and that's Nick Torti. Boldly makes the catch in traffic, and he got himself, I'd say he got about 15 to 20 yards on that return.
Yeah, that was a return I didn't think was going to have happen there. I thought for sure it was going to be a fair catch. He was surrounded by East Jackson Trojans, finally brought down by Colin Blau. But a great punt return there, and Michigan Center has got some very good field position.
Nichols in the shotgun, fakes the give, play action, man open, and he overthrew him all alone running up the middle of the field. Brian Williams just overthrown by a little bit, and incomplete, second down and 10, Michigan Center.
And it looked like Brian Williams kind of took his foot off the gas a little bit midway through that route and just couldn't quite come down with the pass once he got it back in gear. So it'll be second and 10 from the 26. Nichols in the pistol formation. Jake Haskell behind him.
Gives to the up back. He makes a cut into the second level. He's going to go to the end zone, taking it to the house. Jake Haskell broke a tackle and then cut it to the outside. And there's another touchdown for Michigan Center here in the first quarter. 8:09 left in our opening period of football. And the Cardinals out to a quick 13-0 advantage.
And a good job there by Haskell just to find the open seam. And he was long gone, almost untouched the last half of that run. 26 yards.
Extra point attempt coming. Hold is down, kick is up, and that's through. 14-0 Michigan Center right now, well in front of East Jackson. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back with a kickoff on K105.3.
The Jackson YMCA Paragon After School Program takes place at Paragon Charter Academy and helps kids engage in physical activity and learning activities, all while encouraging exploration of who they are and what they can achieve. Kids will participate in activities that help make friends and build character by using the Y's core values of honesty, caring, respect, and responsibility. Homework help will also be available every day. For more information, go to jacksonymca.org.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
We got a game, kids.
Cardinals take the field for the kickoff. East Jackson back to receive. And they'll send back number 20, Dylan Sheets. Number 23, Anthony Young Jr.
Quick out of town scoreboard. Addison leads Napoleon 16-8 in the first.
Big boot by Brian Williams. That'll go through the end zone. And East Jackson will take that same starting field position on the 20-yard line.
Can you tell that young man's been kicking since he was a freshman?
He's got some leg on him.
Yeah.
Fine basketball player, too.
Yes, absolutely. Great job off the bench for him this year. Head coach Troy Allen playing to Williams' strengths there, and another long field in front of the East Jackson Trojans. Didn't go so well the first time. They lost about 8 yards on the drive total before a quick three and out.
And, again, that's Coach Cody Farrell said this is kind of a transition year system-wise to go from the wing T that they had been running to a more pro style. Poole takes the snap reverse. One man to beat, trying to get to the corner, race to the edge. He gets it, tries to turn upfield. He's still going to lose about two on the play, on the carry. Jared Swantek, reverse.
And we're going to get a flag.
Took a late hit coming in on the Cardinals out of bounds.
Yeah, Brady Rowe got there a little bit late. As he was headed out of bounds, Rowe made the hit.
So here's our call. Personal foul against Michigan Center, so they'll walk off the penalty. And that'll help East Jackson in the field position game here. Trailing 14-0 with 8:02 to go first quarter. Friday Night Football Frenzy here on K105.3.
A hefty little 15-yard penalty there.
That'll take it down to the 33-yard line. First and 10 for the Trojans. Break the huddle. Four wide receivers for Poole right now. In motion. Fakes a give to the motion guy. Hands off. Delayed to the running back, and he'll get stuffed immediately. That's going to take him back to about the 30. It's another loss on the play.
And it's Brandon Hutchins on the tackle.
Second down and caught 13 for East Jackson.
And right now, East Jackson has gained 15 yards on penalties. They've lost 13 on actual offensive plays from scrimmage. So not a good start offensively. Poole back to throw. Got
he
a man.
Got a man. He's behind everybody. Oh, threw his hands wide open was Jarrett Swantek. Pass was on point, over the shoulder. Couldn't reel it in.
Yeah, he had Tyler Horsch beat way deep. Good throw by Poole on the money, and Swantek unfortunately just couldn't reel it in.
Nice throw by Poole. So that'll bring up a third down and 13 situation for the Trojan offense. Out of the shotgun, Poole rolling out to pass again. Left-handed throw, open man. Goes to the ground to make the catch. And indeed, yeah, it's a good catch. So there's some positive yardage. We'll set up a fourth down and 6 yard situation. Looks like I'd expect to see the punting crew come out, but I don't know. It doesn't look like it. That's the offense.
Yeah, and it's that's a very interesting play. Brennan Poole moving to his right as a left-handed quarterback. That's a very difficult throw to make, and as you can see, the ball kind of tailed on him a little bit and started to head down to the ground quickly. So we'll see what they come up with on fourth down and 6.
Two backs, shotgun for Poole. Two wideouts. He's rolling out the pass again. Pressure comes. He throws a little high for the intended receiver. Incomplete pass on fourth down. Turnover on downs. Be Michigan Center ball. Intended receiver, Jose Zamufa Torres.
Yes. And a little bit overthrown on Torres, the 5'9" junior.
So 6:05 to go first quarter. Michigan Center takes possession of the football again with good field position at the East Jackson 37-yard line. Nice crowd here at Michigan Center tonight. Look at all those cheerleaders out there.
Yeah.
Handoff on first down, battling for yardage. He's going to get about 4. And that is Brendan Hutchins on the carry.
Hutchins is a big kid there for a tailback, 5'10", 185, got a lot of good size, and he barrels his way through for a short gain.
Second down and 7 for Michigan Center. Nichols fakes the give to the up back. Dawson Brown comes around. He's got room up the middle, and he's going to take it to the house. Dawson Brown on a misdirection handoff. Three scores now for Michigan Center in the first quarter. Still 5.5 on the clock.
You know, we talked about Michigan Center's offense struggling in the early going of this season, and they are definitely not looking like it at all in this game. So great job offensively by the Cardinals.
And at this point, the three scores have all been by different backs. So Michigan Center spreading the wealth, using a lot of different options. 21-0, they lead after the extra point. 30-second break and another kickoff coming your way at K105.3.
Hoodies, bonfires, and the huge clearance sale at Plato's Closet are all signs that autumn has arrived. Starting Saturday the 16th through the 22nd, specially marked clearance items are 30% off. Plato's Closet already sells your favorite styles for way less than mall prices. And right now, you'll save even more on specially marked clearance items like short and long sleeve shirts, denim, boots, and more for 30% off during the clearance sale at Plato's Closet. Located at Northwest Avenue, across from McDonald's and Los Tres Amigos.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
5:26 on our game clock. First quarter still 21-0 Michigan Center. And now, I don't know the game before, but this is 76 unanswered in the last two games for East Jackson.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate for the Trojans.
Another big boot by Williams. So he fielded at the
fumble
five.
Oh, and he downed it.
Booted, and he took a knee there on his effort to pick it up. So East Jackson, and a little bit of a mistake there, will take the football at the 6-yard line.
That is absolutely not what you wanted to have happen there if you're the Trojans. You had a good look on the right-hand side of the formation, had a lot of room to run, probably could have had some very good field position there, and just a slight lapse in judgment in a millisecond, and it'll cost you that much. And that's what I would say probably a 12 to 22 yard difference in field position right there.
Yeah, and when East Jackson had gotten a little room on the last drive, you could see them start to open the playbook up a little bit and get some things moving. Here on first down, a pitch out play, breaking tackles in the second level. He's going to get the first down and up the sideline. Foot race, pushed out of bounds at the 36-yard line. There's a big play for East Jackson on first down. There's some breathing room. Zachary Seymour on the run.
Yeah, great job by Seymour to get around and break those tackles through. Hunter Horsch had no play but to push him out of bounds. Otherwise, Seymour was long gone there. Great job by East Jackson to give themselves plenty of room to breathe out of that end zone.
And normally in tight like that, you'd see some, you know, a more secure handoff and maybe try to get some room, but they pitched it out. Good blocking, and like you said, Seymour's effort, breaking a couple tackles, getting to that right sideline, and just turning on the afterburners. They actually got him marked out at the 35, so not as long a run as it looked like it could have been, but Poole back to throw again. Had a man behind the defenders, underthrown slightly, jump ball, and it will ultimately fall harmlessly to the turf.
And that was Dawson Brown and Nick Torty back there defensively by the Cardinals, who nearly picked it off, had a little bit of a fight for the ball, and neither one could come down with the scrum.
Second down and 10 from their own 35. East Jackson with the ball, trailing 21-0, 5:08. And her first quarter clock. The night is young here at Michigan Center. Beautiful weather tonight.
Yeah.
Beautiful sunset going on right now. Great night for football.
Good crowd out here at Harshbarger.
Out of the shotgun. Play action. Poole with the throw. And you could tell that one got out of his hand, and he left it short of the receiver.
Yeah, you could see his reaction, too, as he let go of the football. He knew wasn't his best throw there.
Slipped out of his hand just a little bit. Intended receiver on the play, Anthony Young Jr. So it's going to bring up a third down and 10 now for East Jackson. Trying to get some rhythm here on offense. They've had a couple big plays. They've had a couple things working. Now I need to put a couple of them together here on the drive. Pull out of the shotgun, back to pass again. The lefty QB looking downfield. Got a man across the middle. He's hit immediately. And nice open field tackle, and he'll get some help. Ultimately, he goes down near the 30. Forward progress is going to keep him somewhere near the original line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up 4th and 10 for East Jackson.
Yeah, and that was Brendan Hutchins on the tackle, the 5'10" senior fullback slash linebacker for the Cardinals. That young man's earning his keep tonight.
So 4th and 10. It is the offense on the field again for East Jackson. Two wide receivers and a tight end for Poole. Now it looks like we'll get a timeout.
Yeah, it looks like East Jackson's going to call time here. As didn't really like the way Michigan Center was lined up there, so we'll take a peek at it.
We'll take a 30-second break on the broadcast. 4:18 to go, 21-0. Michigan Center leads East Jackson on K105.3.
We have Dr. Penn here for Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, Michigan Center High School on a Friday night football frenzy. East Jackson trailing 21-0. They will reconsider and punt the ball away. A nice kick. It's going to bounce, and Torty will field it. Find some room up the right sideline, 45, 50, into Georgia territory. Whoa. Cuts back.
Wow.
In the middle. Just a foot race, and he'll take this one to the house. There was a flag down.
Yeah.
Looks like maybe he picked it up.
He may have. I think he meant to throw the blue beanbag there for the return. That is looks like unofficially 75 yards on the punt return. And I think they are indicating, yeah, that he meant to throw the blue beanbag for the marker.
So Torty, the fourth Cardinal to make it to the end zone here in the first quarter. And I'm gonna say 70. We'll put 75, Jason, unofficially. I think it bounced. Yeah, I think you're going to be pretty right at that 75-yard mark. And a nifty bit of running by Torty in the open field, and a big jump cut freed him up to the end zone.
Yeah, that was a nice cut. Had one man to beat, put a nice juke move on him. Just one simple cut, and he was off to the races.
28-0. Still just under 4 minutes to go first quarter. Let's take another 30-second break on K105.3.
Home. The dwelling place of family, comfort, peace, and love. You love being home because it's your place of serenity. Making the right choice when you're replacing your floors can be daunting. You want your home to be comfortable and beautiful with flooring that will match your style. Home is the place you're the most peaceful. Collins Brothers floors look better, last longer, cost less, and are the right choice. Collins Brothers Floor Covering in downtown Jackson. Style, comfort, and serenity.
This is how we roll. You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
The points are coming fast and furious for the Michigan Center Cardinals tonight, 28-0 with 3:58 to go in the first quarter. Four different Cardinals into the end zone so far. Ball teed up on the 40-yard line. Williams to kick. Kick is up. It is deep. Bounces in the end zone and rolls out. East Jackson will take it on the 20 one more time as Brian Williams has had a lot of leg tonight.
Yes, he has, as per usual for Mr. Williams. Doing what he does best, and Michigan Center is cruising.
Definitely in the driver's seat so far. Daniel Poole and the Trojan offense, again, a couple of glimpses of how they put up 40 points a couple of times this year. Now you're looking to see if they can put a couple of those together, mistake-free,
yeah,
and maybe establish a drive here and get some momentum going. Poole under center this time will pitch it out.
Ooh.
Pitch is mishandled. So once again, on first down, East Jackson's going to get negative yardage, and this is going to be about a 9-yard loss. Nope, they mercifully put it, it's called 7 yards. Second down at 17 for the Trojans. Cardinal defense on the field has had a good run so far tonight, but I think there are a couple. They were beaten deep a couple times, mm-hmm, and just, you know, a missed catch that probably saved a touchdown. And another deep ball, another guy, the receiver got behind the defenders, but the ball was underthrown.
Fumble.
Now on the snap, fumble, intercepted. And then he's going to walk it into the end zone. Touchdown.
Hunter Horsch.
Bad snap. Poole recovered it. Tried to throw it away. Now we do have a flag on the field following the score. Something unsportsmanlike, perhaps. The scorekeeper has not put up the points for the touchdown yet.
And I think we're going to get a personal foul on both teams. Touchdown.
Nothing, Michigan Center. Offsetting, is that what we had, Jason?
Yes. Offsetting personal foul penalties.
So now that 5 touchdowns in the first quarter here for Michigan Center, all 5 scored by different Cardinal players. Yeah, Poole was just on. It was a bad snap. He was under pressure. Got it away.
Yeah.
Overthrew it a little bit, and Michigan Center had the had right place, right time.
Right, and when you're in the end zone like that and you're in the you get outside that tackle box, best thing to do is just bomb it as far and as fast as you can, and unfortunately he just couldn't get it far enough over everybody's heads. Led to the interception.
2:54 to go, first quarter, 35-0. Let's keep it here on the broadcast here in the first quarter. I want to shout out to our qualifiers for the Chevy Equinox from Art Main Chevrolet: Dan McCabe, Jackie Roy, David Free, Meredith Armstrong, Corey Burge, Bill Tripp, William Tripp.
Yes.
I know him as Bill.
Yes.
Susan Jessiuk. Sorry, Susan, if I got your name wrong. Scott Forward, Nicole Bristow, and James Osborne.
Yeah, a couple of names sounded familiar out here in our neck of the woods.
Sure. So the Cardinals back, ready to kick off again. East Jackson will send their kick return team out. Only one return so far. All the rest of the kicks have been through the back of the end zone. Brian Williams displaying his kicking prowess. Cardinal faithful pumped. Here comes your kick, and it's another beaut. And that's going to fall, bounce at the one, and roll through the back of the end zone.
And it looks like it's been the MO of the return team for East Jackson to plant their heels at the 5-yard line, and if it goes over your head, you let it go. And they kind of keep an eye on it to make sure it rolls out of the back of the end zone. But that's been the plan of attack, and it's made for some long field in front of the East Jackson offense.
They'll have to cover 80 yards here if they hope to get in the end zone. And I'm trying to recall, Jason, and with our combined brain power, maybe we can come to a consensus. East Jackson has not run a play in Michigan Center territory yet so far.
They have not. They have barely even gotten the football in the air to that point via the offensive plays. They had one pass that crossed the 50-yard line, fell incomplete, had a man beat. Unfortunately, just couldn't pull it off. And then on top of that, really it's been punts that have made their way out
across the 50-yard line. But that's been it for East Jackson, and that's that is rather unfortunate for this offense. We had kind of high hopes that this would be a good game, and East Jackson has really struggled to get anything going both offensively and defensively.
Michigan Center has been very opportunistic. And again, a lot of these quick scores have come from short fields where they run a play or two and get into the end zone because they're starting their drives deep in EJ territory.
Mm-hmm.
Their first drive was the only one I'd say that really had to cover any ground, and they covered most of that on one big run play. So high potency offense here for Michigan Center, which is, as you said in the pregame, one of the areas they've struggled. Poole's going to keep it on first down, and he's going to get pulled down for a loss of about six on that play. Bring up second and 16 for East Jackson from their own 14-yard line.
And again, first down has not been friendly for the Trojans as they continue to rack up negative yardage. Offensively, their forward progress has really only come from penalties and one good run out of the backfield by Zachary Seymour.
Poole's in the shotgun. Two backs with him, two wide receivers. He's back to pass again. Looking downfield, now he looks into the flat. Had a man, looked like it was tipped at the line, Jason.
Looks like.
Falls short. Even if he catches that, the coverage is such that he probably loses yards on the play.
Yeah, and that's not ideal, but he was under pressure. Jordan Versace, the junior defensive lineman for Michigan Center, got his hands up and knocked that ball down. And it's going to bring up third and, what do they got it at, 15?
Looks like the official mark.
Yeah.
Is that Versace? Is that Jordan Versace?
According to the field PA announcer, it is Versace.
Okay. Well, we'll go with that.
Who am I to argue?
Yeah, I know I have a lot of Versace.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I have a lot of thoughts about buying Versace.
Four wide for Poole. Receiver in motion. Now they'll
quick out.
Wheel route to that receiver. Pull down from behind. He's going to get to about the 15 for no gain.
Good pursuit there by Patrick Height, the defensive lineman, to sniff out that play on the wheel route and get there to collapse on that before it could really get anywhere. And it's fourth and forever. And it looks like the offense is going to stay on the field. They have a man
no,
very
that's
deep.
The
that's the
there.
Punt team. Okay.
Yep.
They just they left quarterback Daniel Poole in as a blocker in the backfield there.
Whitfield Johnson, Andrew Torty back to return. And Torty will receive, and he's been tough to tackle.
There he goes again.
Finding room up the sideline, one man to beat. Big tackle there. Nice job by number 67.
Don't have his number.
They changed a couple numbers on us. Sebastian Rudd.
Okay,
so
he changed his number again.
67, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you found a mallet from the fan, mallet from
really
the
nice
field, please return it to the press box or in the parking lot.
Really nice tackle by Rudd on the play. Saves a touchdown there as Torty with another fine punt return.
Yeah.
Minute 19 to go in the first, 35 to nothing.
Yeah, he has fantastic vision there. Very impressive so far.
Yeah, shifty on the field too. Tough to tackle. Slippery. It's a term we like to use.
Yeah.
Handoff on first down for the Cardinals into the line. He's going to be stopped for about a 3-yard gain. And that's Jake Haskell on the run for Michigan Center.
Tyler Panther with the stop, the senior, with his first stop of the game.
Cardinals huddle up on the field. Now under a minute to go, first quarter, 35 to nothing. Michigan Center has exploded offensively in our first set here. Pistol formation for the Cardinals. In motion and taking the handoff is Jeremy Hall. And he's going to be brought down. Actually, he'll lose a couple on the play. Nice pursuit by the East Jackson defense.
Tyler Panther with the stop yet again.
Time taken off of our first quarter clock here, about 15 seconds to go, and I don't think Michigan Center is going to run a play.
Yeah, it looks like they're just going to let it run off as they begin to head off the field.
The end of one, Michigan Center 35, East Jackson 0. 1 minute break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Forget what you know about force, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slim. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
This past January, American One Credit Union gave back over $1 million to members who chose to finance local in 2016. We've decided to make 2017 bigger and better. This year, American One is giving back $1.5 million to members. That's 50% more back to members. Get your part of the $1.5 million when you finance a secured closed-end loan at American One anytime in 2017. Call any American One branch today and ask us for details.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
A lot of numbers on the board after one, 35-0 Michigan Center. And we'll switch ends of the field. Still Cardinal ball. Chance to score again. Early second quarter. The Trojan defense comes in from the sidelines.
Well, at least this end zone won't feel lonely now.
Stay tuned to halftime for Collins Brothers floor covering. We'll get you the Denny's on-demand statistics. Take a look at the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard.
You had me at Denny's.
Jake Nichols fakes a pitch, hands off. A lot of room, and he's going to walk it into the end zone. And that's our
Brady
first
Rowe.
Multiple score. Brady Rowe carries it in. He's got two TDs. Michigan Center set up for the extra point, now leading 41-0. And the extra point, absolutely, it would have been good from 50 practically. Williams didn't.
He almost hit my car.
He didn't take anything off of that one.
I'm going to have to go move.
42-0. We'll keep you here on the broadcast. Get ready for the kickoff. Again, we're going to continue to encourage you to come out to our broadcasts for the tailgate, 6 to 7 p.m. before our football games. Everywhere we go, we bring along the broadcast team and the Chevy Equinox.
Yes.
So you can check out the vehicle and you can sign up for a chance to win the 2-year, 20,000-mile lease.
Yeah.
From Art Main Chevrolet. That's a lot of trips to Denny's. Pick up a free seat cushion from American One Credit Union.
That's right.
While they supplies last.
Very comfy. And free pancakes.
And occasionally
we do have the free
certificates
pancakes.
For free pancakes.
Yes. If Steve and I don't take them.
You know what they say. Our pancakes bring all the boys to the broadcast.
That's right.
No one's ever said that until
no.
today. And probably never again.
Hashtag dad jokes.
Yeah. The ball's on the tee. Williams ready to kick. East Jackson ready to return. Williams puts the boots to it. This one's high, but it's not going to be as deep as the last few. Fielded at the 9. And turning up field to the 20. Cuts into the line 25 before he's pulled down. On the return for East Jackson is Dylan Sheets.
And
best starting field position of the night for the Trojans, I do believe.
Yeah, I believe you are right. That's pretty close to it. Nick Torti with the stop for center. But, yeah, that's if it's not the best, it is close to the best.
Yeah, that's good. And looking back to my memory banks, Jason, it's definitely their best starting.
Yes. I think yours works stronger than mine.
The pool ready to throw on the slant, in and out of his hands. Swantek drops that one. He was facing a huge collision if he holds on.
Yeah, and a good athletic play by Swantek to get to that ball. He was inside of Tyler Horsch on the coverage and had some room to make a big gain, just couldn't quite wrap the ball up.
He did have to reach back a little bit.
Yeah, he had great positioning, too, on that play, and really just couldn't quite reel it in, and that's another first down setback for
Trojans. I don't want to say that Daniel Poole wasn't accurate, because I think he put it where the defenders couldn't get it because there were two defenders about to converge. Second down, and we get a run play into the line. That's going to get him about 4 yards. It's a little positive yardage for the Trojans. Zachary Seymour on the carry.
That tackle by Patrick Height.
Third down, and I guess we're going to say three on that carry, so 37.
Then a manageable third down. They've been able to get space. Just hopefully have to be able to hang on to the football.
Poole gives to Seymour again through the line, and he looked like he had some momentum. He is going to get hit and fall forward, which is going to be good for, looks like 6 yards, Jason. It's going to bring up a fourth and one. A doable fourth down for East Jackson. A couple nice carries on the drive by Seymour.
Yeah, good job there. I'm not really sure what stifled his momentum because it looked like he had easy first down speed there and just came to a grinding halt, and that's where Cameron Wells was able to take advantage and bring him down.
They do leave the offense on the field. Trailing 42 to nothing. You look for the Trojans to make something happen here. Another give to Seymour. He's hit, but he's going to be close to first down distance. It's going to depend heavily on the spot.
And I think they're going to ask for a measure. Nope, they're
going to
call it for
the first.
They're
calling the first down. There you go. East Jackson with the first down.
All right.
A smattering of applause from the East Jackson faithful across the field.
So some life here on this drive for East Jackson.
Yeah, three nice carries. Seymour looking like their best option right now. Off that those run success play action. Poole going deep. He's got a man. Battle for the football, and it falls to the ground. Wow, another nice deep ball by Poole.
Yeah.
Nice defensive play, too, by the Cardinals defense. And that's number six for Michigan center. Jeremy Hall to chase down the play.
Yeah.
Intended receiver on the play, Anthony Young Jr.
And, you know, that was a great play. He had separation. Junior was long gone there, and then Hall with some great closing speed on from the cornerback position to fight for that ball. And it looked like it was in Hall's hands for a second, and then Anthony Young Jr. ripped it away, and then the ball kind of fell out. So the best possible outcome given the circumstances by Brennan Poole.
Second down, Poole fakes the give, keeping it. Breaks a tackle in the backfield. He'll be able to scrape 2 yards on the play. Still going to bring up third and eight for East Jackson. Poole shrugged off a defender in the backfield. Could have been a loss of about three. Instead, he turns it into a two-yard gain. Third down and long once again for East Jackson. 9.5 to go here in the second quarter. Trojans have had a little something working on this drive. You know, they had a little bit of success there running the ball with Seymour, and then they went right back to the pass. The play action made sense on first down, though, trying to take advantage of Michigan center maybe keying on that run.
Yeah, and it almost worked for him, too.
Now to the shotgun, and we get a timeout from East Jackson. Third down. And we'll keep it here with 9:10 to go. I want to say thank you to some of our sponsors, including County National Bank. Make CNB your local business partner, your personal banker every step of the way. County National Bank. Great support for the community from County National Bank.
Good people.
Keeping an eye on the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll have an update on that for you at the halftime. Tri-County Water. Stay tuned following the game as we name our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. And right now it's tough because five different Cardinals have made it into the end zone tonight.
Oh, yeah. And hey, Steve, I've got an out-of-town scoreboard update. End of the first quarter, Manchester 14, Grass Lake 6. And the Cascades just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
The Cascades conference continues to confuse me. There's a give on third down. Seymour, he's going to battle ahead. He's going to get about 4 yards. So that'll bring up a fourth down play and a decision for the Trojan coaching staff, about 4th and 3.5.
And now, the stop there by Brock Kuhn for Michigan Center, and it's 4th and 3.5, 4 yards. I think you have to go for it at this point. Might as well. What do you got to lose? Good learning opportunity for your team.
Pull out of the shotgun. We'll be back to throw. Looking quick for the slant play. And zone coverage. Reach up and knock down the pass. Cardinal defender Brady Rowe. He's having himself a nice game. He's been in the end zone twice. And there's a big defensive play on fourth down. Cardinal ball one more time. 8:29 to go, first half.
And Brady carrying the long-standing tradition in Michigan Center of one of your better athletes wearing jersey number one. I believe his father wore that for a minute, if I remember correctly. A little bit before my time.
Yeah, but you didn't go to school when we went to school and not hear about Benny Rowe.
Yeah, you can't, and yeah, that's...
He was the man on campus, big man on campus, mm-hmm. just a tick before we got here.
And his brother.
Sure. Here's a give on first down for the Cardinals. Well defended by East Jackson. Jake Haskell able to fall forward and get close to that original line of scrimmage.
Looks like Cody Miles, the senior for East Jackson, on the tackle. Good job there to get good penetration on the defensive line.
Second down and 10 yards for Michigan Center on the Trojan 42-yard line.
Williams and Rayfield Johnson out wide, and there's a flag on the play.
Pitch out, and they're going to whistle the play dead.
Yeah, it looks like Rayfield Johnson jumped.
Waiting for the official signal here. Like any of the officials want to make a call. Here comes a. There's your false start signal against Michigan Center. Moving back 5 yards and second down 15 for the Cardinals.
So a rare long distance down for Michigan Center in this game.
Yeah, they haven't faced a lot of setbacks. Nichols out of the shotgun. Nice fake pitch and then hand off to Haskell. On the run, cuts it back up the field and tackled from behind, but not before he gets down inside the 15-yard line. That's Jeremy Hall, excuse me, on the carry for Michigan
Jeremy
Center.
Hall on carry for the Cardinals. We're out down by Jackson.
Tackle by Cade Hudson.
Cade Hudson?
Cade Hudson. 6 foot 151, so I think he's just slightly bigger than Cade Hudson.
Slightly. Three wide receivers for Nichols on the first down play from the 15, and another handoff. This one's going to get about 2 yards on first down for the Cardinals. Bring up second and 8. And it's Jake Haskell on the carry. Clock running out about 7 minutes to go here, first half. Cardinals in front 42-0 at home.
And it looks like probably throughout the rest of this game, unless things go sideways defensively, I don't think you'll see Michigan Center throw a whole lot of passes, and if they do, they'll be short yardage timing routes.
Big pitch out there by Nichols deep in the backfield. He loses his footing on the run, Nick Torti. And he's going to go, I think he's probably going to get about half a yard in the play. Third down and long for Michigan Center from the 14-yard line in East Jackson territory in the shadow of the goalpost. Not many shadows up here now. The sun's going down. Just the ones created by the Friday night lights. Michigan Center High School.
Always exciting.
Cardinals send Dawson Brown in motion, getting to the left side, jet sweep, cuts, fakes in the cut, keeps on his feet into the end zone. Dawson Brown with the 14-yard TD run to make it now 40, 48-0. The numbers are starting to get too high for me to deal with, Jason.
And he makes our second Cardinal with multiple scores in this game.
And all Cardinals right now over the Trojans.
And I believe that's Dawson's mom getting a little excited about that touchdown run. As she rightfully should be.
Extra point is through the uprights. 49-0. All Cardinals here with 5:55 to go. First half. 30-second break on K105.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 Fall High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the K105.3 Football Frenzy, brought to you by Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms. Good weekend to get out to Meckley's, I gotta say. I might have to reconfigure some planning to make sure I can get out there, get those donuts and some cider.
Yeah, I know, it's and it's free museum weekend in Jackson County, which is always awesome. Check out the museums, go get yourself some cider, have a good old time.
For sure. Deep kickoff down to the 3, fielded by East Jackson on the run. Cuts up at the 20, over the 25 to the 27-yard line before he goes down. And it is Dylan Sheets on the return. So we said it last time, and now they've improved it by 2 yards. Best starting field position for the Trojans so far.
And if they can keep getting better and better, you know, eventually you want to see this game get close and make it interesting. We always love to see those good games like we had last week.
Well, at this point, a close game is tough, but you'd like to see East Jackson get some momentum and maybe get a couple scores on
Absolutely.
The board. First down, they don't lose yardage. Be a gain of about 1, 2, 3 yards on first down for East Jackson. It's going to bring up a second and a long 7 from their own 30-yard line.
They'll take the positive gain.
Pool under center on this play. Play action, looking to pass. Heaves it downfield. Swantek short, and it's intercepted. And he'll look to turn it upfield. A lot of room and blockers on the left sideline.
Hunter Horsch.
Horsch turns it back in. He'll get hit. Wrestled out of bounds. He's at the 23-yard line. So Michigan Center, good field position again with 4:54 to go in the first half. And that's another interception for Hunter Horsch. He took one back to the house in the first quarter for Michigan Center.
Got some interesting score updates to talk about during the out-of-town scoreboard at the halftime.
For Tri-County Water. Best water in the biz, man.
That's true.
I wet my whistle regularly. We have Tri-County Water. That might be their new official slogan. It's not, but
I hope not.
On the snap, the handoff goes to Brady Rowe. He'll wriggle into the line for a couple yards. Colin Pointer now handling quarterback duties for the Cardinals.
Not a bad idea to get some work in for your younger kids with a lead like this. Pointer, not really exactly a youngster. He's 5'10". And a junior on this team, but he will definitely be the likely candidate to take over the duties next year when Jake Nichols has to hang him up with graduation. So it looks like we're going to have scores from the Napoleon Addison game, Manchester and Grass Lake, and a few others.
Second and 9 right now. Handoff And some running room for Jeremy Hall. Stiff arms a Trojan player down to the ground on his way out of bounds at the 12-yard line. It's going to be a first down for Michigan Center.
That's Daniel Murphy on the stop for East Jackson. Murphy, 6'2" senior, playing on that left. I guess defensively, that's the right corner.
Pointer in the shotgun. Two wide receivers in motion as Hall. The handoff instead goes to Jake Haskell. He's battling, but unable to move forward. And now, after the whistle blew several times, they were still wrestling, and that's going to get a flag, and that's going to be some unnecessary roughness, I think, against the Trojans.
Yeah, and I think that's just a little bit of frustration coming out. Got a huge deficit to overcome, and it's only the second half, and you know, you really haven't been able to get a whole lot of stops on the ground, and that's unfortunate that they're going to walk off a whole bunch of yards because of it.
Michigan Center will set up first and five from the East Jackson 7. Pointer, I don't know if that was a designed run or a broken play, but he's still going to fall forward for about 4 yards. Get inside the 5-yard line. A chance for Michigan Center to stick it into the end zone here, second down, and they could still get a first down here. From the 4. 2 yards to the first down marker, 4 yards till the end zone. And Michigan Center already leads 49-0 with 3:24 to go in our first half clock.
And you still see East Jackson playing with a lot of fire defensively, making some good, crisp tackles, hard hitting. They really haven't given up on this game, and that's the right attitude that these young kids need to have.
Pointer fakes the give, looking for the... No, he did hand it. Now, every once in a while, Michigan Center will fool me, too, up here in the press box. Spencer Hinkle on the carry, it looks like?
Yes. That was number 99, Spencer Hinkle. And it'll be first and goal from about the 2, it looks like.
It looks like it's inside of that, Jason. It's down the 1-yard line. They got a first down, too, so they'll get four stabs at it from 3 feet out.
About 2:45 to play in the half, so Center will be in really no hurry here. And this is one of those situations where you're not really trying to score, but because you've got a huge lead, but you're so close to the end zone. And Horsch will bring it in.
Hinkle. Spencer Hinkle into the end zone on the 1-yard touchdown run for Michigan Center. 55-0. Michigan Center way in front with an extra point coming. 2:28 to go in the first half.
So he is at the 6th different Cardinal to score, I believe.
Extra point is good. With 2:28 to go, we'll take a 30-second break and get one more kickoff here in the first half. 8 o'clock on K105.3 WKHM-FM, Brooklyn, Jackson. 30 seconds, we'll be right back.
We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
2:28 to go, first half. Cardinals with the ball teed up, Brian Williams. We'll walk off the kickoff distance. And the kick is up. Another deep one. Bounces at the two. Holds up, and they'll be pick it up there at the five. Trying to get to the left sideline. Can't turn it upfield. Good coverage by the Cardinals down at the 10. Number 23 for East Jackson.
That's Anthony Young Jr., the sophomore, showing some good return skills there.
Brings up first and 10, East Jackson.
First down for the Trojans from the 10-yard line, their own 10-yard line. That ends a string of improved field position. Push themselves back a little bit here. You know, like we said, Jason, they were letting that ball bounce if it looked like it was going to go in the end zone, and that one just took a cardinal bounce and stopped, so they had to pick it up. Now on first down, the run play goes nowhere. Second down and 10 for East Jackson.
The clock continues to tick away. That was Brendan Hutchins on the tackle, so hasn't done much offensively with the big lead. He's kind of taking a break from those duties. Still doing some, getting some work in on the defensive side of the ball, though.
Shotgun formation here for Poole. Takes a snap. Keeps it. Throws it away.
Smart.
He was knocked out in the end zone after the throw. And that looked almost like a broken play again, Jason. I don't know if that was play action or they missed the handoff, but Poole back to throw. And nobody in the vicinity of the ball, but he did get it downfield and made it not dangerous.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you're in your own end zone. You've got to get that ball out of there as quickly as humanly possible. As we mentioned the last time, they were in that position, and you just got to throw that ball, get outside the tackle box, and bomb it as far and as fast as you can. Just get it out over everybody's head. So good heads-up play there by Daniel Poole.
Clock stopped at a minute 41. Third down and 11. Four wide receivers for Poole. On the third and long play. Poole takes the snap, rolling out to his left. The lefty throw is downfield. Swantek's got it. First down distance.
All right.
Nice play for East Jackson. Nice pass and catch there. Poole to Swantek. And that's a connection that has been attempted several times tonight, and they hadn't been able to make it. But there's a big play for East Jackson with a minute 36 to go in the half. And he'll stop the clock out of bounds.
Good job there. East Jackson definitely has not given up on this game in any way, shape, or form. Playing hard on defense, still hitting hard, still doing everything they can defensively. Offensively, they are starting to make some moves.
Quick pass out to Swantek. Needs to beat one guy. A nice tackle in the open field. Jeremy Hall. Nope.
Yeah, that's Jeremy Hall.
It was Hall, right?
Yeah.
Good eye, Steve.
Yeah, good work, Steve. Hall is a 5'8" junior.
Well, you got a 6 and a 9, both, and they similar builds between Hall and Haskell. Poole rolling out to throw. Second down and 10. Overthrow Swantek. And incomplete.
And I don't know if that was just a miscommunication on the depth of the route there or if he was purposely trying to get that one over his head. But
Poole's a gunslinger.
Yeah, he's not shy about getting that ball out there.
He's not throwing a lot of short routes or even intermediate routes. He wants to throw that deep ball. 1 minute, 1 second left on our first half clock, and it's third down at about 13 for the Trojans. Ball spotted on the 18-yard line. And there's the reverse play. Swantek's got it. Foot raised to the sideline. Nice tackle. He's going to actually lose about 4 on the play. jumping in to make the tackle there, Hunter Horsch.
That's Brady
Rowe.
Number
one, geez. See, 1 and 7 are confusing to me also, Jason.
It's okay. I'll let it slide. That was a good play, though, by East Jackson. A good call, anyway, the reverse there. Trying to catch Michigan Center napping and get them back on their heels. Almost got to the corner to make a good, strong play there.
It's now fourth down and about 15. As the clock ticks down here under 17 seconds. If they're going to run out of time or not. This will probably be our last play of the half.
And they're going to have to hurry, though. They've got 3 seconds to line this one up.
Get the they got it off. Back to pass is Poole rolling out. Pursuit coming. He gets the throw away. And
he
caught. Out of bounds. Nice catch. Good hands. That is Anthony Young Jr. And he'll go out of bounds. Would have been a first down for East Jackson. Time runs out in the half. 56-0, Michigan Center with an aggressive attack and a successful attack in the first half. All Cardinals all the time.
Yeah.
And we will take a 2-minute break here and get into the halftime report for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. Stay tuned for your Denny's on-demand halftime stats and the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Again, 56-0, Michigan Center. 2-minute break, and we're right back on K105.3.
Perfect your water and maximize your peace of mind with the new Eco Water System from Tri-County Water. Eco Water Systems, a Marmon Water Berkshire Hathaway company, is going further to improve water and comfort at home with the introduction of its next generation of water treatment products. The new HydroLink Plus Wi-Fi technology makes it possible to monitor and manage your water systems and water usage via a smartphone, tablet, or computer from virtually anywhere. This technology has been enhanced with a new infrared salt sensor that alerts you when the salt is low and needs refilling. This unique sensor will also automatically set the level of salt after a refill for optimal convenience. This new technology is now available on water softeners, iron and odor filters, and reverse osmosis purification systems. To learn how to get these products installed in your home, visit TriCountyWater.com to schedule a free in-home water analysis today.
Here's some important news for parents. Energizing Education is helping elementary students at Michigan Center Schools and across Jackson County become better readers. When kids read better, they learn better, and they can succeed for a lifetime.
I'm Lois Dunning, manager of Energizing Education. We believe every child should have the chance to read, learn, and grow. When you get involved with EE as a reading mentor, as a donor, or both, you make a powerful difference in children's lives.
Energizing Education needs your support to keep providing materials, training, and expertise. Check out EE's new online giving grid campaign and their website, energizingeducationjackson.org. You can make a donation, post a picture, and let the world know you care about our kids. That's energizingeducationjackson.org. Once again, energizingeducationjackson.org. Get energized today.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at the half here. Michigan Center High School. And we've got some parents' night action going on.
This is faculty appreciation night, including the longtime custodian, Pat Stevens, getting some recognition.
Mr. Pat.
Yeah, I loved Pat. He was so cool.
Still bump into him every once in a while.
Yeah, hasn't aged a day.
He looks the exact same age as he did when we went to high school. And I heard that that's like a... That's a common thing. Like, everybody says, yeah, me too. Even people older than me go, yeah, me too. It was the same. So that's good news tonight. Bad news for the Trojans. 56-0 they trail after two quarters. And our Collins Brothers halftime report featuring a Denny's on-demand halftime statistic. And you mentioned it during the half there, Jason. The statistic that I'm going to highlight here for Denny's on-demand is the... 6 different Cardinals into the end zone tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been treated to. I think they're calling me out here because at the beginning of, in the pregame, I said Michigan Center has struggled to score offensively, and they have done nothing but come out here and prove me wrong. And I'm sure I will be eating my shoe before the night is out. But I mean, Brady Rowe has scored twice. We've seen scores from Jeremy Hill. Dawson Brown has scored twice. Spencer Hinkle's been into the end zone. Nick Torti has scored as well. So I think I might be missing one.
Here's my rundown of the scoring. A 5-yard TD from Brady Rowe got the Cardinals on the board. A 26-yard TD run for Jake Haskell. A 27-yard TD run for Dawson Brown. A 75-yard punt return TD for Andrew Torti. An interception taken for the touchdown by Hunter Horse. Brady Rowe's second TD, a 14-yard TD run from Dawson Brown, and then a 1-yard touchdown run by Spencer Hinkle.
So that's a lot of them.
Scoring for Michigan Center against, yeah, six different names you'll hear there. And that's our Denny's On Demand statistic of the game. You mentioned eating your shoe, Jason. Don't do it. Let's just go to Denny's.com and order some food.
Oh, thank God for that.
Yeah, don't eat your shoe. Greg O'Connor was there this afternoon for the Nooner live on ESPN 101.9 FM, and he had a chance to talk with the East Jackson coaches, and I think you got the impression that they knew Michigan Center would be tough.
Yeah.
And we expected.
Right.
I don't know if anybody would have pegged a 56-0 score at this point, but East Jackson knew it was going to be tough, and they know that this is a program that's building.
Yes.
They still have steps. It's a new coach. It's a newer system, and they're just taking steps to try to build the program ground up,
yeah.
From the ground up, essentially, from, like you said, a couple years ago, not even fielding a team to trying to be competitive in their league.
Yeah.
And you can see strides being taken every year.
Oh, yeah.
And the roster grows a little bit. They get more kids to buy in. And like you said, even trailing 56-0, 49-0, whatever point, you never get the sense that these East Jackson kids quit playing hard.
Yeah.
And you could even see a little bit, you know, you don't like to see the extracurricular tackling or any unnecessary roughness. But in that case where we saw it from East Jackson, it was just them showing that they weren't going to go away.
Yeah, and that's a testament to the program. That's the culture that they're trying to build here is even though you're down, that doesn't mean that you get to stop working hard. And that's exactly what this East Jackson team has done. They've come out, they've worked hard, they've busted tail even though they're down. Got a couple of big first downs to end the half. Something that this offense desperately needed earlier, but they're going to take it now, and they're going to build on that. And that's what this program is all about, is building from literally nothing and building up a program of hard work and excellence that you'll start to see in the years to come.
Jason, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard for Tri-County Water. What do you got for us?
Yeah, we've got three out-of-town scoreboard score updates for you for Tri-County Water. Lumen Christi leads Northwest at the half, 42-0. Napoleon and Addison are in a barn burner tonight. This one is 17-16 Napoleon.
Wow.
At the half. And Manchester and Grass Lake in a surprising game. Don't have an updated score, but last update we got from there was 21-6 Manchester leads Grass Lake.
Late in the second quarter, Columbia Central had 27-8 at Ida. A late score there.
Yeah.
And that's it that we have right now, but a pretty good night of football here in the Jackson area, and that Napoleon Addison scores that's an important game for the Cascades Conference, even just this fourth week of the season. Let's go ahead and take a minute break here. We'll hear from the MHSAA with their This Week in High School Sports segment, and we'll be back. Thank you to Tri-County Water for the out-of-town scoreboard update. Collins Brothers Floor Covering, our halftime sponsor. 56-0 at Michigan Center, and we'll be back.
Hoodies, bonfires, and the huge clearance sale at Plato's Closet are all signs that autumn has arrived. Starting Saturday the 16th through the 22nd, specially marked clearance items are 30% off. Plato's Closet already sells your favorite styles for way less than mall prices. And right now, you'll save even more on specially marked clearance items like short and long sleeve shirts, denim, boots, and more for 30% off during the clearance sale at Plato's Closet. Located at Northwest Avenue, across from McDonald's and Los Tres Amigos.
Jackson Public Schools has openings in their high-quality preschool program at no cost to you. Children who are 3 or 4 by December 1st can take advantage. Locations are at Bennett, Frost, Hunt, McCulloch, and Northeast Elementary buildings. Jackson Public Schools provides nutritious meals, family support, health services, and family activities. Apply today and set the stage for their academic success. Space is limited. Call 517-784-4800 or 800-491-0004. JPS. Where community comes together.
Shout out for sportsmanship. Always stay registered, and we need more of it. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. One of the lifetime lessons, perhaps the most important lifetime lesson, taught in school sports is sportsmanship, about doing the right thing. A great parable comes to us today from the recent St. John's Under the Lights Cross Country Invitational. Yes, a nighttime meet where interesting things can always happen. The girls' race featured two All-State performers from last year, Jillian Lang of Goodrich and Taryn Chapko of the hometown Red Wings. During the first lap around the athletic complex in the dark, the front group of runners, Lang amongst them, were headed for a wrong turn.
We're all doing the same thing. We all want to get better. And I like helping people like get better. And so I didn't want people to, this is the first race, and they want to feel good about themselves for the rest of the season. Because like, if you have a bad first race, you might start getting down on yourself. I don't want people to be upset, especially with a race that's so much fun.
Though Chapko could have benefited from the error, Lang said her shout-out kept things fair.
She was just being honest in the race, and that's what I like about it, because the kindness really makes the race what it is.
Jillian Lang finished first, Chapko was third, but the big winner was sportsmanship. You can read more about it on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Brighton sophomore Celia Cullen, who had 18 kills and 19 assists in a four-set volleyball win over Heartland last week, and Manistee quarterback Trevor Johns and halfback Byron Jensen, who combined for 485 yards in total offense in a 42-28 football victory over Ludington. Don't grab that energy drink for a quick pick-me-up. Choose a snack with carbohydrates and fluids, like a piece of fruit. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
As Thursday night of Labor Day weekend arrived, with a full slate of games having long been scheduled, a late junior varsity game was added at the last minute. The problem was that most officiating crews had already been assigned to other games months in advance. That's when one of Michigan's most decorated officials, retired NFL and three-time Super Bowl official Dean Look, stepped up to help out. Dean, along with four other area officials, put together a crew for that night so these two JV teams could play. Many officials from our state who have moved up the ladder to the college and pro ranks have kept their MHSAA registration current to help out for nights like this at the last minute.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Visit the MHSAA website now to be a referee. Stories like our feature today on Taryn Chapko's willingness to do the right thing gets a lot of play when it happens. Is that because these sorts of things don't happen often enough? Is it because we've probably conditioned ourselves too much with gamesmanship, the art of seeing what we can get away with in sports without being caught? Is it because helping a fallen opponent up is looked down upon? After all, you don't want to play that nice, do you? Is it because the pregame and postgame handshake lines are seen by some as a place where trouble could be brewing, rather than really congratulating an opponent for their effort? Or can it be that we prepare ourselves so much during the week to defeat our opponent, instead of preparing ourselves to be our best in all ways, including our behavior? Whatever it is, we need more of it. We need more of what Taryn Chapko did one night, every night. We need good sportsmanship more than ever before. Download the Check-In Champ from your app store, and when you go to games, check in for a chance to win up to $2,000 in college scholarships from My Student Aid. Download the free Check-In Champ today. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Hey, Boyle, Jason Smith on the halftime for Collins Brothers floor covering. 56-0. Jason, what do you look for out of East Jackson in the second half?
Energy. I think really that's the only thing you can ask out of these guys is you don't stop playing. I mean, you got to go until the end of the fourth quarter, and that's just the way it is. I mean, you're down, and you're down by a lot, but there are a lot of things that you can do in a situation like this. This is a good learning opportunity for this team. Overcoming adversity, obviously, is the biggest thing there you've got. But you can run plays. You can work on things, work on blocking technique. You know, don't necessarily worry about putting the ball in the end zone on every single play. Just make good forward progress defensively, work on making stops, good solid tackles. A lot of fundamental things that you can work on in this game that'll make it a worthwhile experience for these young men.
Yeah, there were a couple times where they put together a solid three-down set. You know, they get a couple good, they get three or four positive run plays, and then they come out off of that and hit play action, find an open guy. So there were some things that worked. There were a lot of things that didn't work. But I'm with you. You want to see them come out and continue to be effort, continue to put forth effort, and continue to play hard till that final buzzer sounds. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to be too far from now. We've still got, we got 24 minutes to go in this one. We'll take another two-minute break here on the halftime for Collins Brothers floor covering. And then we will get back at it. High school football, 56-0. The Michigan Center Cardinals lead the East Jackson Trojans on K105.3.
The best event in Lenawee County returns September 22nd through the 24th. It's the 44th annual Clinton Fall Festival, featuring live entertainment all weekend long. The taste of Southeast Michigan wine, beer, and food tasting. Merchant booths. 200-plus arts and crafts booths. Children events. The outstanding parade. Strolling entertainers. Delicious food. Lost arts. A silent auction. A car show. Carnival. A rodeo. The 5K run. The Michigan Avian Experience. And more. The Clinton Fall Festival, September 22nd through the 24th. Check them out on Facebook or visit Clinton Fall Festival.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Moms and dads know value's important, especially when kids grow in the blink of an eye. That's why Once Upon a Child pays cash on the spot for kids' clothes in sizes infant through youth. Shoes and outerwear, toys, baby equipment, and more. With Once Upon a Child, there's no such thing as growing pains. So gather up what's current style and in great condition. No appointments are ever needed. See what you can sell for cash today at Once Upon a Child in Jackson at the corner of Wisner and Argyle, across from Joanne Fabric. Online at onceuponachild.com.
K105.3 presents high school football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. And we'll get back to football action here in about a minute. I do want to once again congratulate our qualifiers for the 2018 Chevy Equinox from Art Main Chevrolet. We'll get qualifiers at every stop on the Football Frenzy season. Then we have a big qualifiers party at Art Main, and somebody's going to drive away with that Equinox. Tonight's qualifiers, Dan McCabe, Jackie Roy, David Free, Meredith Armstrong, Corey Burge, William Tripp, Susan Jasiak, Scott Forward, Nicole Bristow, and James Osborne. So good luck, guys. And we're glad you got qualified. Stop and see us next Friday as we head back out to another high school football tilt to bring you live action.
Yeah, and next week we are at Scenic Grass Lake High School for Vandercook against Grass Lake.
It's going to be an interesting game.
Yes, should be a fantastic game.
All right, congratulations, Andy Porter. Tonight's winner, 50-50, $315, Andy Porter.
And we'll keep an eye out for some of those out-of-town scores. We're going to have a running clock here in the second half with our 56-0 score. It'll be East Jackson Trojan ball to get things started, and we look forward to seeing Daniel Poole's gunslinger mentality. See if he's still tossing the ball around here in the second half. Stay tuned following the game for our Jackson Area Subway player of the game. Thanks to Jackson Area Subways. Eat fresh. Am I right?
Yes. I will actually likely be stopping there on the way home for dinner.
That's your intended destination?
That is my intended destination. I'm not going to divulge which one.
To the line of scrimmage, but nothing more for Poole, and it's going to bring up fourth down and 10 for East Jackson.
And he's doing a lot of work just to gain little to nothing here, and he probably did a good solid 10 to 15 yards worth of work on that play and got nothing to show for it. So hopefully can get something out of this fourth down, out of the punt, and pin Michigan center deep.
When you're looking to throw the deep ball, like Poole has a tendency to do, those routes take a long time to develop, and the block, he's just not getting that much time back there.
Yeah.
The punt takes an East Jackson bounce, and that's going to get all the way down to about the 23-yard line. Michigan Center will have a lot of field to work with here as they take over in their own end of the field. Clock ticking down, 9:06 in the third quarter. First thing I did when I got here, Jason, stopped down at the concession stand and pick up some caramel corn.
I saw that. I was a little bit jealous that there wasn't anything waiting for us, which would have been kind of cool. But, given my track record with Michigan Center caramel corn, it's probably best that the Tony Horner press box stay nice and tidy.
Yeah, I talked to AD Chad Patrick on my way out here. He said, you can have some, but Jason's not allowed.
That's all right. I was treated to some pizza.
First down, Michigan Center is able to battle for about 4 yards. Second down and 6 for the Cardinals. 8:20 to go here, third quarter. Kudos to Michigan Center for the new Tony Horner press box up here.
Yes.
Looks great. The whole stands are actually pretty phenomenal out here.
Yeah, and this was a huge undertaking over the summer, dropping off my oldest daughter for band camp. I pulled in totally forgetting that they were doing this project, and I went, wait a minute, this looks different. And they did a fantastic job on this project.
Andrew Torty takes the handoff on second down. He's going to get about 3 before he's pulled down. Torty's shifty, but he's not big. So he relies on making people miss, and if he do get contact, he's going to go down. Torty. It's Nick Torty. I think I keep referencing Andrew,
yes,
who played basketball player.
Yes, he
Cardinals.
Was. The spry sixth man for most of Center's district championship winning season.
Cardinals out on the third down and 1 play. Pointer takes the snap, handoff. They'll get the first down. Rumbles down past the 35-yard line to the 36. And on that carry is Spencer Hinkle.
He seems to be the go-to guy for those short-yardage situations. Hinkle checks in at 6'205", so he's a good weapon to have out of the backfield with some athletic skill. He can power his way into those short-yardage situations. And if you're East Jackson, you really got to focus a lot on those inside handoffs, the draw plays, the dive plays, things like that. Anything up the middle you're going to have to focus on here, because I don't think Center is going to get too creative
with a 56-0 lead.
Spencer Hinkle, the most recent Cardinal, into the end zone on a one-yard run. Nice penetration there by the Trojan defense. They're going to make a tackle for about a three-yard loss. Torty, I believe, on the give. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that was Dylan Sheets on the stop for East Jackson. Ran a looked like about a six- or seven-man blitz there. Got out quite nicely.
Under 6 minutes to go now, third quarter. Cardinals break the huddle. Second down and 12 for Michigan Center. Colin Pointer in at quarterback. Pitch out, and Brown's going to make it to the edge and turn it upfield. There's your speed weapon, because even though they had good coverage, the Trojans couldn't chase him down before he turns that into about a four-yard gain. Dawson Brown, a speedy performer out there for Michigan Center, 5'9", 155 as a junior.
And I didn't think he was going to get the edge there, and he turned down the afterburners and got around the corner quite nicely. Pushed out of bounds, or brought down, rather, by Daniel Murphy on that play.
Taking down near 5 minutes here on our third quarter game clock. Colin Pointer and the Michigan Center Cardinals, third down and 8. Fakes the pitch, looking to pass, rolling out. He's got a man downfield, caught. First down and then some, breaking into the open field. 30, 20, breaks a tackle at the 15. Still on his feet, down to the 2-yard line. Rayfield Johnson on the catch and run. And there's a big play for the Michigan Center Cardinal offense here in the second half. Rayfield Johnson.
I think they caught everybody sleeping with that one. I was not expecting a pass play there, and I don't think very many other people in the stands were. And just a fantastic throw there by Colin Pointer. Went to the deep man. Had a couple of different options to go with there. Opted to go deep, and it pays big dividends with the man with the coolest name in center hoops, Rayfield Johnson.
And fumbled. Now on the first down play at the goal line, fumbled snap. Torty's able to dive on it back at the 10, so the Cardinals will push themselves back to a second and goal from about the 9-yard line, actually, where they'll spot it. Pointer gets the call from the sideline. Cardinals with the ball deep in Trojan territory, leading 56-0, 3:41 to go here in the third with a running clock.
They'll go trips left offensively here. Interesting formation for the Cardinals.
Open up the playbook a little bit for Pointer. He'll pitch it out. Run around the left end. He'll get to the end zone. No, pushed out of bounds. Looked like he was going to make a dive for it. Instead, secured the football, but Brendan Hutchins on the carry for Michigan Center.
Yeah, and a good job there by Michigan Center. From a sportsmanship standpoint, it looked like Hutchins might be able to power his way through to the end zone. Kind of just headed towards the corner there, got near the sideline, and just kind of went down. It wasn't really trying to really put this game and make it embarrassing, and that's something that you see out of a lot of these Cascades teams is they're going to work hard, and if they're up big, they're not going to necessarily try to not score. But you're definitely going to see them try to keep it classy.
On the third down play, they inch it a little closer to the goal line. That'll bring up a fourth down and goal for Michigan Center. Inside the 1 yard line. Cardinals huddled up on the field. Clock now at 2:05 here in the third quarter.
And they're going to go I formation with a sort of a pistol.
There's three backs. And this time they give us to Hutchins. And he'll carry it into the end zone. Touchdown, Michigan Center.
And that, I believe, is touchdown number 2 for Hutchins. Am I correct on that, Steve?
I think you're incorrect, actually.
Oh, that is number 1 for him.
Double check here. Yeah, that's our seventh Cardinal player into the end zone. Extra point blocked.
And that ball's still live.
Nope.
Oh, they're going to call it down. I thought it was a fumble there for a second. Didn't hear a whistle, and everybody kind of swarmed to it there for a second.
Right.
Good job by EJ to play through to the whistle and not hearing one.
62-0. Michigan Center in the lead. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll come back with a kickoff on K105.3.
Home, the dwelling place of family, comfort, peace, and love. You love being home because it's your place of serenity. Making the right choice when you're replacing your floors can be daunting. You want your home to be comfortable and beautiful with flooring that will match your style. Home is the place you're the most peaceful. Collins Brothers floors look better, last longer, cost less, and are the right choice. Collins Brothers Floor Covering in downtown Jackson. Style, comfort, and serenity.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
12 seconds left. Ticking down here. Ball on the tee for Brian Williams. He's not going to kick it, though. They'll let the clock run out on the third quarter here at Michigan Center.
Ooh, interesting update from Addison and Napoleon.
Nothing.
And as the clock winds down to zeros here, Addison. I want to read this, so I want your undivided attention here, Captain. Addison takes the lead on Napoleon 24-17 in the third quarter as Underwood, the quarterback for Addison, connects with wide receiver Bernath on a 90-yard touchdown pass.
Wow. Big play. That's surprising that Napoleon would give up that big of a play.
Yeah.
That Ethan Weatherspoon couldn't chase whoever that was down.
Yeah, he's been having a monster year so far.
So fast, long strider.
Yeah.
But heck of a game out there.
For sure.
And Napoleon.
Yeah, and I just got another update from them. Addison, it is the end of the third quarter. Addison has a third and goal from the Napoleon 1.
Looking to pull away. We got 12 minutes on the clock now for the fourth quarter. Switch ends, Cardinals kicking off left to right on your radio dial. I tell you what direction it is, but I'm not certain.
That is, Michigan Center is traveling south to north on the radio dial.
Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome. See, that 2 weeks I spent in Boy Scouts paid off.
Low kick for Williams, fielded at about the 8. And there's the return up to the 32-yard line for the Trojans. Carried by Dylan Sheets. And the offense will get back onto the field for East Jackson.
We had debated during the break there whether or not the clock could run down on a kickoff, and apparently it can.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it stopped after a score. And, you know, if you call the timeout. But, alas, they did not stop it. I'm not complaining at this point. Out of the shotgun pool. Handoff on first down. Battling. He's going to drag a guy for about a yard. And that is Aaron Flack on the carry. 5'7", 157 sophomore. Running back for Jackson. Second down and 8.
That young man is a workhorse. He looks like he'll be able to do some damage out of that East Jackson backfield in the next couple of years.
Win, 10:53 to go in this one. 62-0 all Michigan Center from Jump Street. Handoff on second down. Working to the right sideline.
Wow.
Big collision. Stands back up and grabs a couple more yards. That is Jose Zamilpa Torres.
And he's a big boy, too. That's 5'9", 213 out of that junior. And it showed when he decided to lower that shoulder.
Yeah, he barely lost any momentum on that initial hit. Cardinals, fortunately for them, had some reinforcements ready. Bring up a third and manageable 3 yards for East Jackson. Shotgun formation with four wide receivers. In motion, the give is to Torres again. And he'll carry that close to first down distance, waiting for the signal. And it comes. First down, East Jackson.
And this is what you wanted if you're the Trojans. You want to be able to move those chains. Even though it's late in this game, the clock is moving, and you're pretty much out of it. And it's nearly over at this point. You can't quite say it's over, but it's pretty close to it. The lady is warming up backstage,
You're unwilling to say that this one's over?
No, I think she's warming up backstage, but she has not quite sung yet.
Torres takes the run again off the left side, turns it upfield. He's only going to be able to get about a yard. But right now he's looking like a proficient carry guy for the Trojans.
Yeah, good combination of size and speed there out of Mr. Torres.
When it's 2 hours together, you're supposed to Torres. But
I don't know
if
that makes for good radio. I can do it, but probably terrible radio.
Out of the shotgun, pull back to pass. Got a man. Swantek, his favorite target. He reels in the catch right at the 50, and the Trojans will have another third down and manageable distance.
Yeah, man. Good job getting into a good rhythm here by Swantek and Daniel Poole. Those two targeted quite often in the first couple of possessions for East Jackson. Couldn't quite get hands on the football. Didn't quite get a rhythm going, but they're showing some signs of life here late in this one.
Executing the offense against a newer offense, pro style, and they've been running kind of a wing T for a long time at East Jackson. Torres on the carry on third down. He's got a first down, and then some. Breaks a couple tackles, and he'll battle his way up to the 40-yard line. And there's the East Jackson Trojan fans waking up a little bit.
Yeah, that's a great job there by Torres. He's really giving them a little bit of a spark here with 7:40 to go.
Into Cardinal territory. From the Michigan Center 40, East Jackson. Unfamiliar territory tonight. Out of the shotgun pool. Receiver in motion. He takes the hand up on the sweep. Turns it upfield. He's got some room into the second level. One guy to beat, Rayfield Johnson, made a touchdown saving tackle at the 20. Caught the 19 for the spot there. And that was Jeremy Steelman on the carry for the Trojans.
First time we've mentioned the junior here.
They are going to put that down on the 20-yard line, but first and 10 for East Jackson. Finding themselves getting rather close to the Michigan Center end zone here, and their first chance to put some points on the board.
Yeah, a little bit of late life.
Poole
directs the
gives to Torres. This time the Cardinals looked like they had him down for a loss, but he'll still power himself ahead for a I want to call it a gain. He didn't lose yardage. I guess he avoided the loss. Back to the line of scrimmage, second down, and they did spot it back a little bit. So second down, 11.
And they had me fooled on that one. It looked like I thought it was a direct snap to Jeremy Steelman there.
Pool back to pass on second and long. Finds Swantek. No, that's Steelman out. Yeah. In the flat, Steelman makes the catch for about 8 yards, and it's going to bring up another third and two situation for the Trojans as the drive stays alive here.
Good size target there on the wideout. Steelman lining up in the slot. He's a 6-foot junior. Decent speed. Looks like he's got some elusiveness to him, and a good job there to make this a very third and manageable situation.
Good length and good route running there by Steelman. Poole just kind of put it in the spot where he was supposed to get to, and he got there. Poole back down the shotgun third. They're going to make it about four. And the give is to Torres, and he's going to drag a couple guys. He'll be close to that first down distance again. And what I like about Torres is even if they hit him in the backfield, he's able to – he gets that little second effort, and he's able to turn it into a gain.
Yeah, and that's what you want out of a big tailback like Torres, is somebody who can get yards after contact as a tailback and can absorb that first hit on the defensive line and keep on moving.
This will bring a fourth and about two for the Trojans. Poole under center, I formation. Torres the fullback. And they'll give to the tailback, and it looks like that is Aaron Flack, and he'll get the first down inside the Cardinals' 10-yard line, and it'll be first and goal for the Trojans. 4:40 left on our game clock here as the running clock continues to tick away. Stay tuned following the broadcast for our Jackson Area Subway player of the game tonight. It's a large group to choose from.
Yeah, plenty of good choices tonight.
First down, they fumble an exchange, and Poole's going to get hit, and he's going to go down near the 20-yard line. That's about a 12-yard loss. So mistake after a great drive for the Trojans. A mistake sets them back quite a bit. Second and goal from the 19.
And a good job there. Good heads-up play by Daniel Poole. Nothing doing downfield. Just a completely broken play there on the fumbled snap. Just take the sack and live to fight another day.
Out of shotgun, Poole with Torres and Flack in the backfield rolling out. Breaks a tackle in the backfield. Still can't get the throw away. Misses another guy. Still on his feet. Daniel Poole eluding five different guys in the backfield. Ends up turning it into a five-yard gain. So they're bringing up third down and goal from about the 15 right now for East Jackson with 3:20 left on our game clock.
Oof, and that was a big hit in the backfield there. Daniel Poole did a great job making two Cardinals miss, and they were lined up and locked in and ready to make a huge hit. Just couldn't quite get it done. Quick update, Addison did end up scoring. They now lead 32-17.
Poole back to pass, third and goal. Got a man in the slot. Pick. Intercepted in the end zone. And that'll effectively end the Trojans' scoring opportunity. Who made the...
That was Josh Sisk, the 5'10" junior for the Cardinal defense, out there playing center field.
62-0 with 2.5. The Cardinals will send out the offense one more time and presumably run out the rest of this clock and get into the locker room with a big win today against the rival from, it's not even across town, it's down the street.
Down the street, yeah, around the corner.
Retain the Leone Lantern.
I mean, theoretically, a lot of these young kids could be neighbors.
Yeah.
Playing on one side or the other.
East Jackson Community Schools, together they thrive. Michigan Center Community Schools. One of your connected community schools, Jason.
That's right.
Michigan Center, one of our sponsors on the broadcast tonight. Admittedly, I'm biased as a graduate. Good to see the improvements to the school that have happened since I graduated. All of them good things.
Yeah, and they always make us feel very welcome here, even if, you know, you're an alumni or not. You're always very welcomed here with open arms. And I know Athletic Director Chad Patrick had popped in, made sure we were all good and well taken care of up here. So huge thanks
hosts.
To them. And
great host. Nate Mitchell used to be cool, and then Chad Patrick comes in, and now he's been nice to us. Handoff here on first down for the Cardinals. And that was number 22, Tyler Horsch, getting a run. He's brought down for no gain. Second down and 15. We had a false start penalty against the Cardinals. Just text me in the morning. I'd be up here. 34 seconds. And Cardinals will kneel. And there you go. That's your final. 62-0 Michigan Center tonight. Pointer kneels down at the back. Just an explosion by an offense that had struggled through most of the early part of the season so far, Jason. This maybe unleashes them a little bit. And by my count, and admittedly there could be more, but this is a quick look. I've got 8 Cardinals who carried the ball. You got another probably 2 that caught it. So there's 10 offensive options for the Cardinals that they can use at any time, and 7 different people got into the end zone for Michigan Center tonight. We'll take 2 minutes on the post game. We will get you your Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game, and we'll set things up for next week's broadcast. Again, 62-0, our final on Harshbarger Road on K105.3.
There's savings, and then there's big savings. The kind of savings you can always find at your neighborhood Kroger. With low prices and delicious choices, plus personalized coupons and click list to help you shop and save anytime from anywhere. So you get more for less at Kroger.
USDA Choice Boneless Chuck Roasts are buy one, get one free. And whole pineapples are just 99 cents each with your Plus card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Flu season is here, and once again, your neighborhood Kroger and Feeding America are working together to help people live healthier lives and make our community stronger, too. So we're proud to announce that when you get your flu shot at your Kroger pharmacy, we'll donate a meal to Feeding America. It's an easy way to keep your family healthy and help families in need. One shot, one meal. Every customer can make a difference with flu shots available now at your local Kroger pharmacy.
From Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson.
When's the last time you walked into a car dealership and they offered you more money than you wanted for your trade-in? Hi, I'm Skip Young, and I'm going to give everyone up to $4,000 minimum trade-in allowance. Folks, you heard me right. I need your trade-in so bad that I'll give you up to $4,000 minimum for it. Body damage? No problem. Mechanical issues? No problem. You don't even have to wash it, folks. At Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, I'll give you up to $4,000 minimum for your trade-in, so I can make you a deal on a new Kia that's going to blow your mind and give you a payment that's lower than you expected. All credit is welcome, and of course, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, because I want to see you in a Kia. Kia of Lansing on South Pennsylvania Avenue and Kia of Jackson on Page Avenue across from Menards.
Plus tax and tax. Trade appraisal from Kelley Blue Book Fair Market Value. Not in combination with other offers. Expires month's end.
TheKiaGiants.com.
That concludes coverage of tonight's game, presented by Jackson Radio Works on K105.3, and has been brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms, The Beach Bar, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Denny's, Penn Chiropractic, County National Bank, Tri-County Water, Art Main Chevrolet, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, American One Credit Union, Michigan Center Schools, and the Clinton Fall Festival. Thanks for listening. We now return you to your regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Not quite ready for regularly scheduled programming. Want to hit on our Subway Player of the Game tonight. And out of a huge crop of Michigan Center players to choose from, we're going to go with Hunter Horsch on the Michigan Center defense. The offense put up a lot of points, but they were given excellent field position. And really, because the defense kept making plays and shutting down the East Jackson offense. And Hunter Horsch had, I think, I want to say he had 2 picks tonight. And one of them he took back to the house for a touchdown. And he was the standout guy on a defense that pitched a shutout tonight.
Yeah.
So Hunter Horsch, our Subway Player of the Game.
Absolutely, yeah. Hunter Horsch did a fantastic job there defensively. It's not very often we give out the Subway Player of the Game to a defensive player, so we wanted to recognize the fantastic defensive effort by the Cardinals. Yet again, they have a shining defensive performance. This time, Hunter Horsch was the standout, so kudos to the senior there on his pick 6 amongst other defensive accomplishments.
Yeah, let's take another Tri-County Water. Look at our out-of-town scoreboard. A couple updates. Coldwater in the fourth, leading Western 21-20. So another nail-biter for the Western faithful.
Yeah, and I've got 7:49 left to go in the fourth quarter. Addison leads Napoleon 32-24.
Tight one in that Cascades Conference battle. And that's about the... the gist of it. End of the third, Lumen Christi was 42-0 over Northwest. That was going to be wrapping up probably pretty quickly. So a couple like of good ones around the area.
Coldwater leads Western 21-14.
What's that?
Coldwater, Western. Oh, now
no,
it's 21-20.
That's I had that we had that score. Yeah,
just came
Western's
through.
Staying in there,
fighting the good fight. Steel
for Michigan State. Steel Fortress.
Gotta get his name in.
Seven Cardinal players scored tonight.
Yes.
They really seemed that they could do no wrong on the offensive end, and definitely impressive tonight. Michigan Center offense and defense against East Jackson. And we asked in the pregame which East Jackson team we'd hear from. Would it be the one that beat Vandercook 40-29 or the one that lost to Grass Lake 55-0? And I think we got our answer. East Jackson will try to recover. There's again, it's a building program, and they're trying to take these lessons and just improve along the way.
Yeah.
Daniel Poole was not awful tonight.
No,
he faced a lot of pressure and made some throws that, you know, his completion percentage won't look as good as it could have if a couple of those balls had been caught.
Yeah.
So East Jackson will move on. Michigan Center will do the same. We'll move on. We got another game. Heading back out to Grass Lake next Friday, and the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks will be joining us there against the Warriors. A couple teams that are having struggles this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vandercook Lake, we'll see. They're young.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to seeing some quarterback play out of them and some other things. And, of course, Grass Lake, I'm looking to see how they recover from what was a big loss the last time we saw them against Napoleon.
Yep.
So we'll have that coverage for you again on Friday. Come out and see us in Grass Lake. Football Frenzy tailgate. Chance for you to get signed up for a 2-year, 20,000-mile lease on a Chevy Equinox from Art Main Chevrolet. Our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game tonight, again, Hunter Horse. And I look forward to talking next time. Any final thoughts, Jason?
Great game by Michigan Center. Definitely proved me wrong when I said they were going to struggle offensively. So way to make me eat my words, and now I'm going to go eat some Subway.
Sounds good. Don't forget, also, Denny's On Demand.
That's right.
Get your order in and go pick it up, and they'll have it ready for you. Eat Denny's anywhere you want to go. Thanks to all of our sponsors tonight, and we'll do it again next Friday. Good night!
That concludes coverage of tonight's game, presented by Jackson Radio Works on K105.3, and has been brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms, The Beach Bar, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Denny's, Penn Chiropractic, County National Bank, Tri-County Water, Art Main Chevrolet, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, American One Credit Union, Michigan Center Schools, and the Clinton Fall Festival. Thanks for listening. We now return you to your regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.